The White House says, let Title 42 end. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department responding to a Supreme Court order temporarily blocking the end of health restrictions on asylum seekers at the southern border.
The Biden administration is officially pressing forward with their bid to end Title 42, but not for at least a week, depending on when the Supreme Court rules on it. They say they need more time to prepare, acknowledging that the end of Title 42 will likely bring what they call a disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings.
But Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from the White House the administration doesn't want Title 42 lifted until after Christmas. The restrictions were supposed to end at midnight tonight, prior to an order from Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily continuing them. While Congress considers a $1.7 billion omnibus spending bill against a Friday night deadline, lawmakers will take a break tomorrow night to listen to a visitor.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is traveling to D.C. for an expected Wednesday night address to a meeting of Congress. Zelensky is also expected to meet with top congressional leaders and National Security Committee members. The visit has been closely guarded. In a note to colleagues, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi simply encouraged lawmakers to be physically present tomorrow night for what she said would be a very special focus on democracy.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the Capitol reports it's not clear yet if the Senate will attend Zelensky's address. The Senate could vote on the 4,000-page spending bill as early as tomorrow. Senate Republican Leader McConnell is
proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, we were able to achieve, through this omnibus spending bill, essentially all of our priorities.
Wall Street up slightly, the Dow gaining 92 points, NASDAQ closing Tuesday 1 point higher, the S&P 500 added 4. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Two people are confirmed dead from an early morning earthquake in Northern California.
Mark Ghilarducci, director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, says the U.S. Geological Survey's Shake Alert app gave about 3 million people in and around Ferndale a 10-second heads up about a magnitude 6.4 earthquake that struck off the coast.
We have had some injuries associated with this particular event. We're still assessing the total numbers.
The USGS says there were 80 aftershocks, the largest, a magnitude 4.6, adding there's a 13% chance of a magnitude 5 or larger over the next week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A blizzard warning has been posted for much of southern Minnesota as the winter storm marches across the country, disrupting air travel. More than 3,400 flights canceled today. Blizzard conditions forecast to expand to the Midwest by Thursday. A federal appeals court ruling precluding COVID vaccine mandates from certain federal contractors.
The ruling, a 2-to-1 split of a Fifth Circuit appeals court panel, directly prohibits contract work requiring vaccinations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Indiana. It is also part of a larger setback for the White House on requiring vaccines. Legal action in as many as half the states fully or partially block the contract mandate. As those challenges continue, the Biden administration is not enforcing any vaccine requirement. The prevailing judge's ruling found Congress had not given the president the authority to set a vaccine condition in contracts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A judge in Phoenix has dismissed 8 of the claims on election tampering filed by failed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, but will hold a hearing on 2 of her claims, including improper handling of some of the ballots and charges that some ballot printers on Election Day had intentionally been made unusable. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.